The Texas Forest Service of A&M College brings you a story about a fabulous treasure in the ground. A story drawn from the pages of history and the folklore of Texas. A story about the lost San Saba mine. Hundreds of years ago, to be exact in the year 1756, Don Bernardo de Miranda was Lieutenant General of the province of Texas. The Spanish government had heard strange tales about the wealth of the New World. Travelers had brought back stories of rivers of silver, of golden nuggets. The Spanish government decided to explore these wonderful riches. Miranda was ordered to set out with an expedition. He left the city of San Fernando, now known as San Antonio, and journeyed for 8 days toward the northwest. There he came upon the Cerro del Almagre, Almagre Hill. After examining the hill and the cave which he found, Miranda sent back the following report.
The mines which are in the Cerro del Almagre are so numerous that I guarantee to give to every settler of the province of Texas a full claim. The principal vein is more than 2 varas in width, and in its westward lead appears to be of immeasurable thickness. There are all the natural requirements for a settlement of workers. Pasturage for livestock, plenty of wood for mine timbers, water for mining operations, and irrigable soil.
Miranda eventually returned to San Fernando with 3 pounds of ore to be assayed. Sure enough, the ore showed a good percentage of silver. Miranda wanted to return to the mine, but some doubt was raised if the ore sample were representative of the mine. It was suggested that 30 mule loads of ore be carried from the mines for assaying, with the citizens who had staked out claims to pay for the cost of transportation. This, said Miranda, would be too expensive for the citizens. A great deal of haggling occurred between Miranda and the others. There, history deserts us. It is not known whether such a mine were ever operated or not. But again, the pages of history open for a brief moment to give us a glimpse of the secret of James Bowie. One day in November, in the year 1831, an expedition of treasure hunters under the leadership of James Bowie was making its way through the Indian country near San Saba Fort. Bowie's brother, Resin Bowie, was also a member of the party.
Really know where this silver mine is located.
Why, what's the matter, Resin?
Well, Jim, we set out from San Antonio nearly 3 weeks ago, and you said we only had to come 150 miles. Why haven't we found the old mine yet?
I have to examine the nature of the country, Resin.
You better hurry up, Jim. I don't like to tarry around here any longer than I have to. You know, that Comanche we saw last night told us there was some hostile Indians around here.
Don't worry about it. I know what these Lapan Indians are like. Well, didn't I stay with them myself for months until they showed me where they got that Spanish stuff?
Yeah, but I don't think you'd better run into them again. You know, Chief Three Hands is after your scalp since you run out on them.
And we'll get the silver located and get out of here before too long. Just as soon
hey,
as...
Hey, boy! The Indians are coming. They just shot Jones. I saw him fall off his horse with an arrow through it.
All right, men, give it to them. There they come over the hill.
I guess the Indians have left us for good.
That was a long fight. How do we stand, Resin?
Well, Buck Annan's leg is too bad for him to ride. We'll have to stay here for at least a week till he gets well enough to ride. The other three fellas aren't hurt so bad.
Well, we don't have any medicine. We better put a poultice on Buchanan's leg. Boil up some live oak bark and put some charcoal and Indian meal in it. After you bandage it on, sew some buffalo skin over the bandage.
I guess that's about the best we'll be able to do. What'll we do after his leg heals up?
Yeah, what can we do now? We'll just have to hobble back to San Antonio.
Down through the years come stories of people finding silver and gold in this region. One day, Captain Ben McCullough of the Texas Rangers called two of his men into the office.
Dave, I want you and Bill to do some scouting for engine signs. Go to the upper Colorado and work on west from there.
All right.
Any more trouble up there?
I got a report they've been making a few raids up there, Bill. Thought you boys might go up and see what it's all about.
We'll get started early tomorrow morning.
All right, Dave. And don't let any engines lift your scalp. So long, boys.
So long, Captain.
Be seeing you. Dave. Dave, are you awake?
Yes, I guess so. This last week of riding has got me all wore out. You been up long?
About 20 minutes. I've been looking for the horses. I can't find them in this fog.
Sure is foggy out, all right. Wait till I get my boots on, and I'll help you hunt. We'll be sort of out of luck if we don't find them. We're about out of water, too.
Dave, my tongue feels like it's a yard long and made out of sand.
We don't sight the horses or some water pretty soon, I'm going to be done for. I thought for sure we'd find the horses yesterday after the fog lifted.
Well, maybe we'll be able to see something from this hilltop.
Nothing in back of us. Second, we should say it'll be see the other side.
Yeah, look. You see that winding line of green down there? Why, it's sure enough a stream of water.
That's the best tasting water I ever came across.
Yeah. Oh, if it hadn't have been for this stream, we'd have been goners. Say, what's that shiny stuff down at the bottom of the pool?
Don't know. Looks just like gold. Say, Bill, you don't think it is gold, do you? By golly, it sure is gold. We've lost our horses, our saddles, and our guns. But we've found something better than all of them. Gold.
It sure is. Look how heavy it is. Why, if we can ever get back to civilization, we can get an outfit together and come out here and get this stuff. Look, I'm going to fill my pockets with it. If we make it back, we can have it assayed.
Bill, look over at that crotch in the tree. What's that sticking out of it?
It's a miner's pick. It's pointing right toward this pool. Oh, I guess we weren't the first ones to find this river of gold.
The Rangers found their way back to civilization, all right. They walked until they saw Packed Saddle Mountain looming up in the distance, and they used it as a landmark to get back home. A mineral expert told them the gold they had found was drift gold, washed downstream from a mother lode. The two Rangers went back to search for the river of gold and the mother lode. They found Packed Saddle Mountain, but never in their searching did they again find the old prospector's pick and the golden pool. This time, our treasure appears as the Blanco Mine. It is said that a Spaniard by the name of Blanco found the mine. Again, it was lost to the knowledge of man. And then one day, a man came into a Texas town looking for Jim Rowland.
Yeah, I'm Jim Rowland. What can I do for you?
My name is Cheney. Can I buy you a drink?
I've got one.
Well, I guess I might as well get down to business.
I might as well.
I hear that you know the location of the old Blanco mine.
I know the location of a mine. Whether it's the Blanco mine is a matter of opinion.
A fella down the street was telling me that a man named Larimore found it and showed it to you.
Yeah, Larimore found it. He was up on Pack Saddle Mountain one day hunting javelinas. His dogs ran three of them into a den. When he smoked them out of the den, he found it was an old mine with minerals showing. Later on, I helped him take about 100 pounds of mineral out of there. It was lead with a strong percentage of silver in it.
I'm offering you $1,000 to show me the location of that mine.
That's quite a bit of money. Of course, the mine might be worth a whole lot more than that to you.
And I'm willing to take the chance. You'll get $1,000 for only pointing out the location to me.
Well, I guess there's nothing holding me up. Larimore got disgusted with this country and left. He'll never want to do anything with the mine. Before he left, he told me he was going to leave that mine so well hidden that nobody could find it. He turned a mountain gully so it would fill up the mine with silt.
But can you still find the mine?
Yeah. I carved my initials on the rock that he used to seal up the entrance.
Roland, I'll give you the $1,000 for just showing me the location of that rock with your initials.
Mister, you've bought yourself a rock.
Listen, Roland, we've been walking around this pack saddle mountain until I'm tired of it. Are you sure you know where you're going?
I know where I'm going, all right.
Well, I'm tired of fooling around.
I'm tired, too. You show me that $1,000 and I'll show you the mine.
No, no, you don't. I'm paying in advance. You'll get your money after you show me where that rock with your initials on it is located.
Yeah, then you won't find out from me. I'm going back home.
Hey, Roland, whatever happened to that fellow who's going to buy the old Blanco mine from you?
Oh, you mean Cheney.
Yeah, I guess that's his name.
Well, after we got up to Pack Saddle Mountain, he wouldn't show me the $1,000 until after I showed him the location of the rock marking the entrance. I got mad and came home. You know, he was a blamed fool. Just to think, at the very minute I told Cheney to hand over them $1,000, I was a-standing right on top of that mine.
This was not the last story of the mysterious mine. Every few years, there have been new tales arising to stir men's desire. Sometimes this legendary treasure appears as the Lost San Saba Mine. Sometimes it is called the Lost Buey Mine, the Lizard Mine, Los Almagres, or Las Amarillas. But always it is a great treasure there for the taking, awaiting the day when some lucky man may find it. So much for the ghostly treasure. Let us turn to the more practical wealth which Texans have already found. Texas has mines which are of real importance to the people of the state. Not perhaps so fantastic nor so rich as the Lost San Saba mine, but still producing valuable minerals. Texas mines produce mercury, silver, salt, Fuller's earth, graphite, gypsum, clay, asphalt, bituminous rock, coal, limestone, granite, and sand. Most mines require mine timbers, stout wooden timbers to keep the earth in place as the miners take out the hidden riches. Since long before the days of Miranda, wooden timbers and wooden construction have been vitally important in mining. According to Director W.E. White of the Texas Forest Service, thousands of trees from the forests of Texas are cut for mine timbers for use in the state and outside the state. Other trees are made into lumber to build mine buildings and homes for the miners and into railway ties for mine tracks. In addition to aiding mining operations, mine timbers bring a cash income to the timberland owners of the state. Thus, Texas forests work hand in hand with another Texas industry to benefit the people of the state. A constant supply of timber can build a greater Texas. This transcription was presented by the Texas Forest Service of A&M College in cooperation with the radio station to which you are listening. Your narrator, Fritz Cooler. The music was by Dwight Brown. The production was written and directed by R. Verl Johnson.